Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is here for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get a better understanding of student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features volleyball player Nita Muddy. Muddy is a two-time captain who is part of the team that went to the NCAA tournament last season. Muddy discusses her time at Haverford College, going back to the past to see the Beatles, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So, you guys went to the NCAA tournament last year. How has coach and the team reacted to the new expectations, the higher expectations? How do you manage those thoughts?
We actually have been discussing this a few times over the season. We're doing a lot of kind of visualization stuff, and we're going to start doing a lot of pre-practice and pre-game rituals to keep us in the right mindset. Last year, at least, in the past, we've always kind of seen ourselves as the underdogs, so it was a lot easier to kind of go in and, you know, go all out and not worry about what happens, and the pressure is definitely a little bit more intense this year, but I think we'll handle it well, and we're definitely taking steps to proactively kind of be aggressive every single game and get after it early. We want to get back to NCAAs for sure.
Getting back to your early volleyball experience, who were some of your major influences in the sport? How did you get into it? Things like that.
I'm trying to think. I first got into it, I guess I've been playing for about 11 years now, so I first got into it just with a couple friends. We thought it would be fun to try out for a club team. And so I just kind of did it locally. And then I was playing soccer at the same time, and I ended up choosing volleyball over soccer when I went into high school and kind of dedicated myself year-round to it. And I was commuting about an hour for practices for my club team, and the club team that I was playing for, I had a great experience. It was Sudden Impact in Seattle, and the coaches there are so dedicated to really teaching people and creating a really nice team experience and including the whole family. And I think that that club in particular was the reason that I wanted to play in college. And they helped me grow not only as a volleyball player but as a person. So I think that that's probably the biggest influence.
So being from Washington, what attracted you to Haverford when you were going through the, you know, looking at college experience? Being so, you know, Haverford being so far away from home, was that affecting your decision? What were some of your thoughts when looking at Haverford?
Well, I knew I wanted, when I started looking at schools, I knew I wanted to be on one of the coasts, because I have a pretty large extended family, and they're either on the East Coast or the West Coast. And in addition to that, I knew I wanted to be at a small school, and I had hoped to play volleyball, and I found Haverford through volleyball, and then I came to visit and fell in love. I had a great time with the team, and I really liked the coach, and I actually met Wendy because, the athletic director, because it was kind of the middle of finding a new coach, so I talked to her, and I, like, all around, my experience at Haverford was much better than any other school. So I was sold pretty quickly and ended up going early decision here. And plus, it's just a great academic school to be a part of.
You discussed the hour trip to your club team, back and forth with practices and events like that. And obviously being at a prestigious academic school like Haverford, how have you balanced life as a student athlete?
I actually find it easier to balance my schoolwork when I'm in season because it's hard to procrastinate just because you don't have time to procrastinate. So anytime you have free work or free time, you get your homework done. Whereas when you're out of season, you have a lot more free time. So it's a bit harder to motivate yourself, I guess, to do your schoolwork. But it's definitely challenging at times, but there's also such a great support system at Haverford. A lot of my good friends are also student athletes, so they kind of know they're going through the same thing, so we can support each other. There are a bunch of, I use the CCPA a lot. I've been to the OAR a couple times, and just professors are very understanding here. And so is our coach. If you have an academic conflict, she understands it and will let you kind of like focus on a test or help you get through that, rather than just trying to push you to go to practice, like do all of the athletics if you can't, which is really nice.
Is there one particular moment athletically here at Haverford that stands out above the rest?
Probably going to NCAAs last year. Unfortunately, I couldn't play because I had an injury, but just the whole experience of being in Virginia. We made it past the first round, which was also awesome. Some of our friends drove down, which was like, I want to say it was an 8-hour drive, which it was pretty amazing that we had friends come down, and just the whole experience was really great. Definitely want to go back to it, this time hopefully having won conference championships as well. And be able to play at NCAAs, but I think that that was definitely top on the list.
Last year was an interesting year for you. You had an injury that prevented you from playing. You guys had a great match against Swarthmore to clinch the right to host a conference tournament. You lose in the conference tournament, but you get an at-large bid. What were the emotions like going through last season?
It was a bit of a roller coaster. Throughout the season, I think we were riding pretty high for most of the season. We obviously had a couple upsets, and it, like, we lost to Hopkins, which was really unfortunate, and didn't play our best in every game, but throughout the regular season, we were doing very, very well, and then I think come conferences, we had a lot of people that were pretty seriously injured, so it was, you know, painful to play, which was just kind of a bummer. I mean, it was, like, definitely a little depressing when we lost in the first round of conferences, or in the semis. And we hadn't, I think we had it put pressure on ourselves to win more easily than we actually would have. But then when we got the bid, it was such an amazing, that was amazing news, and we were talking to Coach the next day at practice, and she said that as soon as the bid came in, she could hear all the other coaches down the hallway, like, cheering for us, and that was a really special thing to hear. And then going to NCAAs was awesome, like, also such a great experience. So we thought we were going to end the season on a pretty low note, but it ended up being a very high note, and I think overall it was a very positive season for us.
What does it mean to for you to be a two-time captain?
I think that I've learned a lot coming in last season and stepping in this season. I think having the experience of being a captain last season has definitely helped us kind of get ahead of some of the issues we may have and be a little more proactive in kind of getting the team on the same page and dealing with some of the emotional stresses of being a student athlete, which I think is probably the best thing. I guess just also on the court, I definitely feel like I know how to, like, I've gained experience in leading the team through some difficult spots while we're playing the game, and I think that that's definitely come from being a captain last year. And just having the experience, I think, will help a lot coming through the season. And one of our other captains, Olivia Walsh, is also a captain of the basketball team. So I think we definitely have an experienced leadership on the team this year.
What are some of your favorite parts about the college? Whether it's a place to study or a place to hang out, what are some of your favorite things about the school?
My favorite things. I definitely love the college apartments. They're a little run down, but I've lived there the past 3 years with a lot of my really close friends. So they're pretty much like home to me now. And I also really like the library. I think it's a great place to study. And you kind of see everyone, and it's pretty fun to wander around. There's some like cool things you can find in there. And I also just love how close Haverford is as a community. I think that this is probably one of the most trusting schools in the country, and I'm really happy that I'm here as opposed to anywhere else.
Being a senior, mm-hmm. have you put together some kind of game plan for after you graduate?
It's in the works. I'm working on it slowly. There's a fellowship that I'm interested in applying for, and I'm looking at either doing some school or short programs after graduation or just going to work right away, but specifically I don't really know what yet.
So now here comes the interesting part of the interview. These are all rapid-fire questions that I just want you to give me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Mean Girls, probably. Seen it like 20 times.
Favorite book?
The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Your favorite food?
Flank steak.
Your favorite vacation spot?
Croatia.
How does one end up in Croatia?
I was abroad this past spring, and I went to Copenhagen, and for our spring break, we went down to Croatia with, I think there were 8 of us in total that went, and we got an Airbnb there, and it was one of the best vacations I think I've ever had. It was pretty amazing. It was very beautiful.
Who was your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
I don't know, I really like Cat Dog.
Okay, all right. What's the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
The most played song? Maybe Crazy by Kat Dahlia right now.
Is there one song on your iTunes playlist from the past that you often find yourself enjoying? Like maybe one from the 90s or your childhood?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole throwback playlist, actually. I really like Swing by, I think it's Savage.
Okay. So this part of the questions are the deep thinking questions.
Okay.
If you could change one rule about your sport, what would you change? Whether to make the sport more interesting or you just don't like the rule, what's one rule about the sport?
I think that I would make double touches on setting a little bit more lenient, just because I'm really personally bad at setting, so I double touch the ball all the time. Okay. Whenever I try.
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
I don't know. Probably Olivia Walsh, just because, I don't know, we've been really tight since freshman year. We get along really well.
If you could have 3 things on that desert island, what would they be?
Anything in the world.
You can't ask for a boat to take you home. Can't do that.
Okay. Probably my family.
Now, how cruel is that? You're gonna make your family go on the desert island with you?
Yes, I am. Maybe a food supply. That would probably be good. And like a library so that you could read.
If you could be any TV or movie character, what would it be and why?
Interesting. Probably Elaine Benes from Seinfeld, just because that's my favorite show of all time, and I think she's pretty hysterical, so.
Would you rather be a hero or a villain in the next great superhero movie?
Probably a hero, because they usually come out on top.
Fair enough. Easy enough. You're going to a dinner. Mm-hmm. At the table, you can invite three people, past or present. Who would they be and why?
Three people? I would say Larry David, because he's hysterical. Maybe George Washington, just because he's the first president. That'd be pretty cool. And my state was named after him. And maybe Richard Sherman, just because Seahawks. He's pretty funny.
Now, if you were to meet George Washington now, what modern-day technology do you think you'd be most blown away with?
Just like a smartphone. I feel like that would be pretty baffling. Maybe not the phone capacity of it, but like everything else you can do on it.
Very true. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
I think I would go to the past. I don't know, to learn more about history. I don't think I would want the future spoiled for me, I guess. It's kind of a mystery, you know?
Yeah, that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Takes the fun out of it. Is there a particular part of history you want to go visit, or?
If I could go to a Beatles concert, that would, I think, probably be the ideal place to be.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
My favorite Beatle? I don't know, maybe Ringo Starr, just because he writes, like, the weirdest songs. They're always super interesting. It'd be cool to meet him.
So if you were starting a Beatles playlist, mm-hmm. what would be the number one song you would go to?
There are a lot. Probably Love Me Do, just because it's a great sing-along.
What song would you, if you're going to a Beatles concert, mm-hmm. what song would you want them to close with?
Maybe 8 Days a Week.
Fair enough. Going to the past, if you were to accidentally run into the high school version of yourself, what advice would you give yourself?
To study a lot during freshman year. I think that's probably the biggest piece of advice. But also just have fun with school.
You are given the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
Not like Game of Thrones, but something kind of like that, like fiction-y sort of, like a little science fiction.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in the next decade?
Probably back on the West Coast, ideally in Seattle, and maybe having started my own company by then, and ideally doing successfully.
Very valid.
Thanks, Nina, for coming on to the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to on the Hemphill for Cause Athletics website. Please rate the podcast and feel free to provide feedback. Stay tuned as we'll have more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!